Okay, we're in chap number, I think, 44. The title of it was The Power of Speech. Considering switching the title to Holy Smoke! Holy Smoke! Rav Chatzkel Levenstein was once caught by some Talmidim. He was in Mir Yerushalayim, or maybe it was Panovich? I guess Panovich. In Panovich. And from his room, it was this week's parasha, from his room, some Bagrim heard screaming. Screaming. What was he screaming? He was mamma screaming, Gedenk the bombe. Do you remember the bombs? Bigger, louder. Remember the ground shaking? Bigger, bigger. Remember the sound of the thunder and the bombs exploding? The fire and the smoke. The Bagrim thought he lost it, you know. He's remembering the war, you know. They didn't know what was going on. One of the Bakrim went, he opened up the door, ran in. Rebbe, are you okay? And he came out of his reverie. And he says, Rebbe, is everything okay? He said, yeah, everything's okay. He says, what are you doing? So he said, what do you mean? The Torah says, by Maimon HaSinai, it says, V'ahara Oshan Kulay. The entire mountain, I'm trying to find it over here now, was in smoke. Was in smoke, and it says it was like the Oshem and Pnei Hashirah and Yibesha Vayal Hashana Keshna. A whole pasuk in this. This is Perik Yutes, pasuk Yutes. Perik Yutes, pasuk Yutes. The Har Sinai Oshan Kulay. The entire mountain was in smoke. Asher Mipnei Hashirah had all of Hashem boys because the Eibush descended on the mountain with a fire. Vayal Ashonoi Ke'eshen Akibshon, and the smoke went up like the smokestack of an oven. Vayechrad Kolahar Mahoid, and the mountain shook tremendously. Why does the. This is Perik Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches. Why on earth does the Torah have to go into such description about the smoke? And by the way, it would be enough to say once, the Hasinai Oshan Kulai. It was totally in smoke. No, totally in smoke is not enough. I have to tell you what type of smoke. Maybe in Morocco they have types of ovens, you have a lot of smoke. Sometimes you drive in the highway, you have these big companies, these factories, you see smoke coming up. I don't even know what type of smoke it's describing. But the Torah goes out of its way. It wasn't just in smoke. Vayal Ashanoi Ke'eshen Akimson. The smoke went up like the smoke of an oven. Whoa. The Torah is describing Sezer Pchatzkel. Obviously, Hashem wants to give us an image and a feeling of what the smoke was like. And therefore, when did I last see, you know, who's in real smoke? I remember the bombs. I remember World War II. I remember buildings collapsing, smoke, explosions, fire, ground shaking. And I was reenacting it in my mind and applying it to my Razina. Remember the bombs? It was bigger. Remember the ground shaking? It was more. Remember the smoke? It was 10 times greater. The fire. Because if Hashem wants us to have an image and a feeling from Maimon HaSinai, it's not just a question of, oh yeah, nice piece of information, you know, read it monotone, you know. You don't read this monotone. Hashem is giving you detailed expression of what it looked like, what it felt like, to bring it into our heart, to make it come home, similar to what we discussed a few weeks ago with the Arba. Something that we could have a little connection with and compare it, so we could have a feeling for it. So what's pshat in the holy smoke? That's tonight's question. What's pshat in the holy smoke? And by the way, it speaks about shaking, and it speaks about loud sounds, and shofar, and lightning. But this is the only one that really gets descriptive exactly what it looked like. What's with the smoke? Let's go back to the beginning of the parasha. Vayishma Yisroi, what an introduction to Maimon HaSinai. What does the Torah choose, whether Yisroi came before Maimon HaSinai or after Maimon HaSinai, and it was placed in front of HaSinai? The parasha of Maimon HaSinai, the Hakdama, the introduction is Vayishma Yisroi. What do we say about a slave who wants to stay a slave for a little too long? Oizen Sheshoma. The Har Sinai. What did Klai Yisrael say? Nasevi Nishma. What's this thing? Mashmua Shamu Ba. What's this whole thing about Shmir? We're holding, I think, already Shloshim Yoyim Koydim L'Chag. We're holding Shloshim Yoyim Koydim L'Chag, no? Purim Kumt. There's a few connections between Ma'amid HaSinai and Purim. We know that the Gemara Megillah says, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kva. What was going on over here? We have a Kabbalah Satori by Ma'amid HaSinai, and we have a Kabbalah Satori again by Megillah Esther. What was wrong? Zog the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in the Pasuk that Klai Yisrael was betachtis ahor, under the mountain. The Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up the mountains above us and threatened us. If you don't accept the Torah, this is where you're going to be buried, or Sham Tekur Askem. And whether it's mamish literal or it's figurative, the point is that Hashem threatened us. Frek the ganze Welt, what do we need threatening? Didn't we say Nasa Venishma? So we said Nasa Venishma. Who needs to be pushed around? Who needs a threat? We said Nasa Venishma. Zog the Medrash Tanchuma, Klal Yisrael said, let's prav conservative. Let's take Torah Shebiksav and we'll do whatever we want. Rest on Shabbos? Yeah, I'll rest on Shabbos. I won't go to work. Oh, but I'll turn on a light, I'll use my cell phone, I'll take a drive, go to the mall, smoke a cigarette. That's not work. Klal Yisrael was very okay with Torah Shebiksav. It's pretty limited, you know. A lot of it is story, you know, a lot of it is, yeah. And okay, you got 630 mitzvahs, we can deal with that. Half of them are not even like, yeah, yeah, to everybody, or in Chutzlar, we can deal with 600, not a big deal. But the Ebishter said, it comes with Torah Shebal Peh. Oh, guys, I said no thanks. No thanks. I don't need all the detail. Don't tell me, Psik Reisha, the Nichalei, the Loi Nichalei, Grom, the Dovashay, the Miskavit, the Miskavit, Muksa, oh my goodness, Kashrus, the Bus of Acholah, you name all the Dirabanas. Gemara and Torah and extrapolating drushes from Psukim backwards and forwards. I'd rather just leave it up to my own interpretation and understanding it for face value in it. On this, the Ebishter said, I'm forcing you. What do you mean I'm forcing you? The Ebishter is like this. You want to not take anything? That's fine. Go be good. I'll find somebody to take my Torah. Maybe just Shevet Levi, just Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm okay with that. But Klal Yisrael wanted the Torah. They just had Yetzias Mitzrayim. They saw Al Kanfei Nisharim, like the Ebishter says, I took you out with such love, with such care, with such amazing miracles. Hashem showed such a relationship with Klal Yisrael. We're much better than the Goyim. Sheva Mitzvah Neinoich is fine for them. They're creatures of God, and that's it. But we're better. We have a relationship with the Ebishter. So we want the Torah. So Klal Yisrael, the Ebishter says, you can't have Torah Shebiksav without Torah Shemalpeh. Like I took my class this week. So you want to see Torah Shebiksav without Torah Shebiksav? We went to a halal place, okay, where they slaughter chickens. And, you know, they slaughter, yeah, slaughter. However they slaughter, they check the knife. They don't check the knife here, there, everywhere. They're throwing chickens all over the place. That's without Torah Shebiksav telling us exactly how. Rav Moshe Feinstein would check a chalif by pulling a hair from his beard and without any tension, without any tautness, just holding the hair up like this, he would take the chalif and go like that. If the chalif cut the hair instead of bending it, it was sharp enough. You know how sharp that has to be? And if you're holding it with both hands, you're holding it taut, okay, very good. He held the hair standing up and he went like that. The Ebishter said in the Torah, slaughter animals like I told you how. It doesn't say anywhere how. Put on totafos between your eyes. What a totafos. Torah Shebiksav needs Torah Shebiksav. Zog the Ebishter, you can't have Torah Shebiksav without Torah Shebiksav. If you want to take Torah Shebiksav without the Baal Peh, Shem Tekras, you're going to be buried over here. Zog the Gemara, we're anusim in the Kabbalah of Torah Shebiksav. We're anusim. When you're forced into committing something, it's not a commitment. Frek the Gemara, how could Hashem blame a Klal Yisrael for any Yisrael Rabbanans or anything in Torah Shebiksav? We have an excuse, we are forced, we never really accepted it. Zog the Gemara, you're right. Klal Yisrael had an excuse for about 1,000 years. until the story of the Purim. And Hodr Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. So we have a Kabbalah Satira willingly of Tosha Beksav by Maimon HaSinai. We have a Kabbalah Satira Shabal Peh willingly by Purim. We said it was Teich Shloshim Yoim, Kodim L'chag Purim. So we have Matan Torah in Kabbalah Satira. We have Matan Torah again by Purim. What happened by Purim that shifted? So B'dah Klal, you learn, okay, they saw Hashem's love. They were accepted. Torah Shabbal Peh was love. Willingly, they made their own self-initiated commitment to Torah Shabbal Peh, to the Rabbans. What changed? So, but there are cloud people learn Azoy. There are cloud you still thought Torah Shabbal Peh is so difficult and so hard. But when they saw that Afilu Biastuda, like the song says, that even in hiding, even when things look difficult, the Abish is behind it and it's with love and Hashem's orchestrating your life and taking good care of you. When they saw that even the Nistar, even the difficulties, is all for your own good. So they understood that all of Teresh HaBalpeh and its difficulties is also for your own good. That's one man. I'm going to share with you a Beis HaLevi soon. There's another connection between this week's parasha and Purim, the Kabbalah Satira of Maimon HaSinai and the Kabbalah Satira Purim. Pasuk says, and this is a Gemara, Megillah, that when the Eibishter gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchos, the Aleihem, this is going back in Devarim, where it's repeated, the Aleihem kechol advarim ha-shedim ha-shem imakim, this is Megillah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, upon the Luchos is like everything I spoke to you on HaSinai. Like? I mean, like. It's what Hashem said on Sinai was written in the Luchos. What's like? Zog the Gemara, Melamed, Shereiva, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lomayisha, Dikduke, Tere, Dikduke, Soifrim, Mashiach, Soifrim, Masina, Lech Tzchadish. Hashem taught Moshe a lot more than Aseres HaDibrois, by Maimon HaSinai. Hashem taught Moshe everything. All the drushes of Chazal, all the drushes of later on, Hashem taught it. And he also taught Moshe Rabbeinu what the Nevi'im will one day be Mechadish. We know that Nevi'im can't be Mechadish. Eile ha-mitzvahs. These are the mitzvahs. Ein Novi Rashai L'chadish Davar. Abzot the Gemara, there was one thing that the Nevi'im were going to be Mechadish. Mikra Megillah. Now there's plenty of Rabbanit. Plenty of stuff that we find in the Nevi'im. Shloima HaMelech is Masakin Netilas Yadayim. Bracha is Dove HaMelech is Meir Bracha. There's stuff to talk about. Singled out from all the Rabbanans and different Nevi'im and everything, there's something one and only about Mikra Megillah that the Gemara says that by Maimon HaSinai, Hashem taught Moshe everything and he showed him what the Nevi'im are going to be. Mechadesh, Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah. Okay, let's go a bit of it. The Ramban says in this week's parasha that Aseres HaDibrois, you go through the first five and the second five. First five are all Ben Adam La. Mokoy, I keep it of aim. Okay, it's a big shiloh, what Kibbut Avim is, but I'm the Chavir Ben Alamakad. And the second group, Loit, Yitzach, Loit, Enaf, Loit, Sad Nebriach, Echoker, and Loit, Dignoi, they're all Ben Adam L'Chavirais. But the Ramban also says something a little strange. And I looked up the Pirushim on the Ramban, the Leiv Toy from Yushlaim, the one that writes on the Chavis of Avis. And on this part of the Ramban, he says, Heim Divrei Kabbalah, and his derech in the Sefer is he doesn't explain. Whenever the Ramban shifts to Kabbalah, he doesn't explain. But the Ramban has a few words that he says. You know, the first five are like this, second five are like this. He makes like a few distinctions between the first five and the second five. And pretty much we can understand them. But then the Ramban says, the first five are Keneged Torah Shebiksav, and the second five are Keneged Torah Shebalpeh. That's what it means. What?
Aren't you the other way around?
Maybe,
the
I don't...
second five are more...
I don't know, it's just a little strange. So the only pshat, I'm not talking, he's coming from Kabbalah, I have no idea what he's talking about. The only pshat that I hear in the words of the Ramban is that the first five we know were very lengthy, like the famous question, which side of the Luchos was heavier than the other? The Ben Adam L'Chaveirois were much heavier because very little was engraved out of it. Just two words each, pretty much. But the first five, the Ben Adam L'Makom, so much of the stone was engraved out There wasn't much stone left. There's so many psukim in the first five. So the Ben Adam Lamaka in Luchos was a little lighter. Some say that shows that Ben Adam Lachavir is a more chomer. Lamaisa, the Sifrei Halakha, it's not so posh. Even though you need mechila from your friend if you did something wrong, and Hashem can't be moichel you just without his mechila. But in terms of Chaymer Isser, Lamaisa, I think it's Shara Kedusha of Chaim Vital. In terms of Chaymer, Ben Adam Lamaka is still more chomer. Okay. But anyway, so Zotner Ramban, the first group is Tereshim Exam, second group is Tereshim Ape. The way I understood it is the first group has a lot of the details written. So it's ksav. There isn't that much left to explain. You know, it's pretty... I'm sure there is plenty of Tereshim Alpeh, but a lot of it is written. The last five, there's barely anything written. I mean, you read Lo Signa, you'll say it's stealing, and Chazal say it's kidnapping. Right? Loisana Riachisha. It's all Tereshim Alpeh. The whole explanation of the second son of Lucas tells you about that. Okay, but this is something to note. We're going to get back to this a little later. Another interesting thing is, if you look at the Aseres Adibris, besides for Anoichi, okay, Anoichi is Emunah. Then you have Lo Yelucha, don't swear, Besmi Lashav, right? Then you have Lo Yisav Deim, Lo Yitinav, Lo Yitzach, Lo Yisignav, Lo Yisane, Lo Yisachmaid. It seems that besides for Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, you have a huge majority of Lois essays. It's a little unbalanced. All you have is Zokor Yatsoyim HaShabbos L'Kadshoy and Kabbalah Zavicha V'Asimech. Is there a connection between Shabbos and Kibbud Avot? These are the only two besides for Anoichi, which is the Yesod of Amunah. Okay, fine, that gets its own pedestal. But in all the Aseres HaDibros, it's Zokor Yatsoyim HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. Okay, included in that is not to do Malach as well. But the mitzvah is Shtanim, Zachar Hashem Yisrael Kachay, and Kibbud Av Ve'Eim. Now we find there's another connection between Shabbos and Kibbud Av Ve'Eim. Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, right? What does it say by Parshas Kedoshim? Ish Imoy Ve'Aviv Tehra'u Ve'es, Shabbosoy Zay Tishmayru. Okay, we die when your father tells you to do Chil Shabbos. Why do I have to Chil Shabbos? Anything, yeah? Any affair your father tells you to do, you don't do. Okay, there's another connection over here between Kibbud Av Ve'Eim and Shabbos. Let's move on a little bit. We have Birchas HaTorah. I just asked the Olam before, was there Birchas HaTorah for Maimon Har Sinai? I don't know. I seem to recall seeing somewhere that there was a Birchas HaTorah on it, but that's a side point. Birchas HaTorah! People are learning Maseches Brachos, Daf Yomi, Birchas HaTorah! Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara says, Ula Shem HaBrachos, it's a Mitzvah Daraisa, there are three Brachos on Torah. Listen, what's the Brachos we make on Torah? Baruch HaTorah, Hashem, we'll give the Brachos of Hashem, 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 Lasek b'divrei sayra. What's the word? Lasek b'divrei sayra. Zok the Bach in the Pirush of what the mitzvah is and what the brach is. Lasek b'divrei sayra dehainu. Tereshim al peh. Tereshim al peh. The mitzvah. Nobody's going to tell you that to learn Chumash is not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the Bach says that when you make the bracha lasik with divrei Torah, the mitzvah is to be Isaac in Torah Shemal Peh. Okay, you know something? I'm sure the other two brachas, you know, will give a little preferential treatment to the Torah Shemal Peh. What's the other two brachas? Hashem Bracha, what do we call them? That's all known to Torah Shemal Peh. Chayei Oilam not to Bezecheinu, Zog the Mepharshim, Chayei Oilam to Torah Shemal Peh. What's this big major focus on Torah Shemal Peh so much? We find this major need to always shtaparayim the Tereshim HaPeh. You know, get it in there. Get it in there. It's not shayach to have one without the other. Not only that, in the Birchas HaTorah, Kenira, the Tereshim HaPeh is the Iker. And isn't it a funny name, HaPeh? When you learn a Mishnah and you know it by what? Yeah, nobody says by mouth. What do we call it, Tereshim HaPeh?
Why is by heart any better?
What? You know it in your heart. It's in your brain. What does it have to do with your mouth? Keep your mouth out of it. Torah Sheb, I would say Torah Sheb Alev. I don't know. Chavis Halvavis. Torah Sheb Alev. Torah Sheb Al Peh.
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 Yeah, you say it with your mouth. It doesn't help you.
But that's not how it's described. It's when you know something by heart. You know it by heart. You want to say it. You don't want to say it. It's a funny name for it. Would you say the Gemara, like that video on the Project Inspire video, the guy comes into Eichler's and he goes over to Yaakov Salomon and can I ask you a question? And Yaakov Salomon's getting all nervous. You know, he's scared of answering questions to not religious Jews. And he's all nervous. And the guy says, why is it the oral law? It's printed. It's printed. Hey, it's not oral law. It's printed. It's printed. It's big stuff. Terrence says, you know it, and you're reviewing it in your head. You know about Bez. It's not about Bez. You know about Balev. What's this focus of Bapeh? So here we have the Shiloh, hear her. Do you make a bracha on hear her? On thinking Divrei Torah. And the Vilna Gaon says, yes, Lamai, so we pass in that we don't make a bracha on hear her. So even though hear her is a mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah Talmud Torah is Bapeh. What's the Varda Bapeh? Zokra B'kiva Eger, and this is why we say Ksiva, if you're writing Torah, you make a bracha if you're writing the Torah. Why? Zokra B'kiva Eger, based on a Shev Yaakov, that the Varda of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is B'shinan Talmud Lecha. To learn Torah in a way that is transmittable. To give it over and to teach it. And thoughts are not transmittable. From your thought, you could speak. So your thought is almost like a hechsher mitzvah. It's almost just, you know, the step going to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the speech, giving it over. Ksiva kedibur, it also counts, and it's giving over, it's transferable. So we make a bracha on ksiva as well. But the mitzvah is v'dibarta ba. Why? Most people, when they learn, I would assume, they don't do that. Most people don't do that. Yayshay vada v'yidoyim. Whether it's on the phone they're learning, or it's from the Gemara they're learning. Most of learning is mistam in the mind. What's this major focus of Bapeh? Okay. There's another thing that we see clearly about the Peh, and that is the famous question, why is it that Oisik b'mitzvah, patam na mitzvah? When it comes to Talmud Torah, you're in the middle of learning Torah, and another mitzvah comes up, you got to close the Gemara and do the other mitzvah. Different answers are given. One answer that's given is, since Torah is constant, if you're Isaac but Torah, you're part of other mitzvahs, you'll never do any other mitzvah. Okay, it's one shot. Some say it has to be Lashma, it has to be Lona Manas Lazais, if you never get to do the Maisim, because you're always learning. I just heard on Shabbos, Rabbi Tzvi Kaplan, in his second marriage, he married the daughter, I think, of Michael Feinstein. And I hope I'm getting the names right. And he made up with her from, I don't know, whatever it is, from 2 to 6 p.m. every single day. You can't call me, you know, it's Seder. And the Kala looked at him and said, what? And from 6 and on, you're not learning Torah? He says, by my Tata, she said, you don't call unless it's an emergency, period. I don't care when. He's always learning. He's never like on time and off time. He's always learning. What do you think the Tata's doing? He's learning Torah. If you absolutely need him, you could call him. And you could do it during Seder too. There's no nafkamina. You could call him. If a person had a din of Isaac Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah by Talmud Torah, we would never do any other mitzvahs. But Rabbi Akiva Eger has a different approach. He says that since the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is every word, as soon as you're done with one word, you're done with the mitzvah. Now, before starting your next word, a mitzvah came up. Take care of the mitzvah. You never are oisik b'mitzvah by Talmud Torah. This is a halakha application of what we all famously heard from Arabeyim, that every word of Torah is its own mitzvah. Every word of Torah is its own mitzvah. So when you're done with one word, don't start the next word because another mitzvah came up.
But if you make
middle of
one thought.
From here we see that it's not thought.
If I'm in the middle of learning.
Did you hear right? It's not thought. Now again, is there a mitzvah kiyumis in thought? Like eating extra kezesim of matzah. Right? And plenty of other mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah. Radiyim akayim a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah kiyumis. But is that asher kedushanu b'mitzvah of vitzivanu? You can't make a bracha on that. Vitzivanu is lasoik, balpeh, like the Bach says, bidivrei
having the chiyuv is not enough of an oisik. Between the words, you have the chiyuv. The chiyuv doesn't go away.
Huh? No, oisik means oisik. What do you mean? You're involved in it.
You are.
You have to be involved. So he says the involvement of the mind, unless there's a tier to the mitzvah, you taru it, maybe it's a separate thing. But he says the involved means, are you doing the mitzvah? Zogna biki vega, you're not doing it. Each word is its own separate thing. The other mitzvah kicks in, take care of the other mitzvah.
They said that if you
walk, the mitzvah is also just
a chiyuv. Why is it better
than the mitzvah that came up? Mitzvah that came up is also just a chiyuv. That is a separate shayla. Now you have a separate shayla. Two mitzvahs that came up. I have the next word of Torah and this other mitzvah. So now we say, since the other one's a mitzvah iveres, and it's Ef Shalazis Ayadeh Acherim, that is Kadima to your next word of Torah. Normally you learn that I have to drop learning for a mitzvah iveres because it's doichet, it overpowers, whatever. So you can even know. Vibalt, I'm not really oisik b'Torah. So now two mitzvahs come up. Learning, which I could do later, or whatever it is. And this thing, which is going to disappear if I don't do it right now. So the mitzvah iveres comes first. Hazoizok
b'kiveg.
But let's, we have to get back to our topic. Okay, so we see a lot of focus over here on peh. Zohar Hashem is obviously conscious. He's with what? The mitzvah of Kiddush. Peh. What's Kibbutz Avim? Anybody did Kibbutz Avim today? Kibbutz Avim! You know, you go, you help out, you get some groceries, you bring them some good food, you make a coffee. Listen to this, Rabbi Isa. Zog the Sefer Charedim in the mitzvah Sheba Peh. First mitzvah Sheba Peh, L'chabed es Ovid v'sima. The reason why he doesn't say Shabbos is because he has a separate sections for mitzvah Sheba Peh that are totally b'zman. Shabbos is totally b'zman. That's why he doesn't say Kiddush. But Zog the Sefer Charedim, the first mitzvah Sheba Peh, L'chabed es Ovid v'imai b'dvorim. B'diburoi b'nachas v'loshoin racha sh'nebar kabed es avicha ustam kibud hu b'dibur. Chazal also darshin, help him put on his coat and give him food and give him to drink v'chulu v'chulu. But stam kibud, the definition of kavod, is with your mouth. Thank you. Simon Reishlund. Next Maramon. Zog de Ber Heter. Hakonas Hasudas L'Shabbos. Simon Reishlund Hilchas Shabbos. Zog de Ber Heter. It says you should wake up in the morning and start getting ready for Shabbos. Zog de Erish de Ber Heter in Simon Reishlund. V'yoymar al kol dover shakoyna. On everything that you buy tomorrow, the Kovit Shabbos, Abay Zay. Zog de Ber Heter. Zehu l'chvoid Shabbos. Say with your mouth, Zehu l'chvoid Shabbos. And it's brought down in Svarim that it does something to the food, to the clothing, to the flowers, to whatever it's like. It does something. There seems to be this effect that our speech has on things that nothing else could do. Hekdesh. You want to do Kedusha? Kadosh? Hekdesh is done. Ish ki yafli lindor neda nazil hazil hazil. Hafla'a is bapeh. So I want to talk a little bit. Listen to this Zohar. You want to know? You want to know something? Talk to Zohar. Apostle can tell him. Tell him Perik Nun. Shema Ami, listen my nation. The Adabera, and I will speak. Talk to Zohar. Ad Shebo Yisrael, until Klai Yisrael came to Har Sinai, and they opened up their mouths to say, Nishma, not so Nishma, but Nishma, when Klai Yisrael said, we're listening, I don't know what he said, this means, Shom Niskan Hadibur, and he says there was a tikkun up in high, V'niftach Peh Shalamayla, and we could get the Aseret HaDibros. The whole Hakdama to Matan Torah, you know what? We have a pasuk, it says, Ein Dvarim Beli Nishma Koylam. We say on Shabbos. Ein Dvarim Beli Nishma Koylam. You don't talk if no one's listening. It's Otzer Loima Dovar, that's not going to be heard, right? When Klal Yisrael said Nishma, there was this tikkun up on I, whatever that means, and now the Eibushter says, I can say Dibrais. I said, I said Dibrais. The first shear of Torah that we got from the Eibushter had something to do with this koyach of peh, shalamayla. And what I believe is pshat is as a smoke, smoke, holy smoke. Why do we have the smoke? What smoke? What does the smoke represent? It's not the malbim. Two things. A lot of swarm talk about the fact that karbana is the oshan, the reyach, the chayach, the oshan, oshan, what's the smoke? They all say that smoke or reyach is the mamish, the in between. It's the midpoint between ruchnias and gashmias. That's what it is. And the oshan going up from Har Sinai, going up to Shemayim, was telling Klal Yisrael a lesson. The Hevel Peh, we say, Tnu Oiz Leilokim, Hashem Oiz Le'amo Yitein, Hashem Yifar Kisem Ha'im Kisholim. What's Hashem Oiz Le'amo Yitein? Oiz? What's Oiz? Zu Toira. Tnu Hashem Oiz Le'amo Yitein. Toira is Oiz. What's the Oiz? What's the Iker Oiz? The power, the strength that exists in the world? It's Hevel Peh Shaltinoike Shem Yisrael. The Hevel of your Peh is as follows. Your body is body. Your soul is soul. You know where you have something that fuses the neshama to the world in the best wiring possible? That's speech. And therefore, the koyach of peh is nirvali. It brings the neshama down to earth like nothing else can do. And the Indian of the smoke is to tell you azoy. Whenever it comes to kedusha, Kedoshim tiyu v'yisem kedoshim, a whole bunch of psukim, what does it always say? The Chazal say, you be mekadesh yourself ma'at, and then I will be mekadesh yourself more. You be mekadesh yourself lamata, and I will give you kedusha lamayla. There's only one way you could start kedusha. And that is by you activating your neshama. You need mechira, you got to do it on your own. What you do with your body is not directly kedusha. It's not so holy. It doesn't involve the world of spirituality so much. What you do with your peh is directly using the koyach of the neshama used in this world, and it's bringing kedusha. The meila, that's the idiom of hevel peh. So when you have that seres hadibris, and the ikar of Torah is peh, and that's the whole godless of Aseres HaDibros. And by the way, Shabbos also. We're saying, Kibud Avayim is the Iker's Dibur. What was Shabbos? Zokar Zayim Shabbos Akadshon. What did Hashem rest from? Aseres Mamora, he's talking. Vayomer, 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 Vayomer. That's it. Kivoy Shabbos Mikol Malachtoy. What do we do when Shabbos comes in? We use our peh to announce Shabbos' arrival. Zogar Hashem is a God show. I'd like to say Hashem. The only two Aseis and Aseres HaDibrois have to do with your peh. Now you can move on to the second half of the Aseres HaDibrois, which are all that the Ramban says, Torah Shabbat peh. Zog the Eibushter. Until you get to those two mitzvahs which have to use your mouth for Kedusha, your mouth can't say Torah Shabbat peh. It's not right for it. You didn't prepare your mouth for Torah Shabbat Peh. But once you have Zohar Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadsha, and you have Kibud Av V'Eim, which is Ba Peh, now your Peh is Kadosh. The Ibn Shah says, I'll go very short on the rest of the mitzvahs. Lo'i Titzach, Lo'i Tanav, Lo'i Tignoiv, Lo'i Sa'anav Yachai Shoker. You could now explain it yourself, because your Peh is already Kadosh. Okay. I wanted to share with you a Beis Halevi very, very quickly. Beis Halevi says, what was the turnaround on Purim? You ready? The Gemara says the Ikar Taina on Purim was Shenanu Mesidus Misudas Yishalach HaShveirosh. Yeah? So where was the tshuva? Listen to this. Zokt the Beis Halevi. When did Vashti get killed? By the Suzach HaShveirosh. What day was it? The Gemara's Mavura was Yoyim HaShvi Ketoyiv Leiv HaMelech B'Yoyim. Zokt the Gemara, what was Yoyim HaShvi? Shabbos Hoysa. Did the Goyim do what they're doing, and the Yidden do what they're doing? Zog the Beis HaLevi, they didn't come on Shabbos. Zog the Beis HaLevi. What was Klai so over on? Shanenu Mesidu Tzachashveyosh, it was kosher food. Bishol Akum and Issad Rabbanon Torah Shabbal Peh. So why didn't they come on Shabbos? What changed? On Shabbos, they say, oh, Maisa Shabbos, Chazal Hatzer Hanoha. From any Malacha that's not on Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos is also Bahanoha. Klai Yisrael did their first tiny little act of chashivus with Torah Shabbat Peh in the Divrei Derabbanan called Maisa Shabbos Asur. That was the Ashkalta de Geula. At the end of the miracle and when everything came place, Klai Yisrael looked back. What was the Shirish? What was the Shirish of the whole turnaround? That we didn't show up on Shabbos. We were Mekadosh HaShabbos on a level of Derabbanans with Torah Shabbat Peh. And because we are Mekadosh HaShabbos, Zok to Beis HaLevi, that's Pshat V'Hoyim, Shemoy HaTishmu, in this week's parashah. If you're going to listen to the Ebrish, Ushmartim as Brisi, Bris is Shabbos, a special commandment between the Ebrish and Klai Yisrael. There's another thing that's a special commandment that a Goy can't do. Torah Sheh Bal Peh. Torah Sheh Bal Peh, this koyak of Kedusha Shabbos, the koyak Kedusha of every single Yitzpeh, there's a special Indian of Shira on Shabbos, and if we have such a special koyak HaPeh, to say everything is a cover Shabbos, to give compliments to people, to say shiurs, to say shbakas, to the eighth mister, use our koyak hapeh, and have a lot of holy smoke. Thank you.